This year's baseball playoffs are making headlines so big the games are drawing in lots of non-fans, and Slate writer Eric Liu hopes his little girl catches the fever.
I'd like nothing more than for my daughter Olivia to be a starting pitcher for the Seattle Mariners. She's only four, but she is a lefty, and she's very, very crafty. She and I play catch and hit off a tee, and more fundamentally, I've been steeping her since birth in the religion of baseball. The first time she ever heard me raise my voice, in disgust or in delight, was during a baseball playoff game. She recognized the Japanese outfielder Ichiro long before she recognized Barney. When she was two, I decorated her room with banners and bobbleheads from the All-Star game, which was in Seattle that year. And to this day, the only time she gets to watch TV at night is when a ball game is on. And yet I fear it's a lost cause. For one thing, there's the first law of parental thermodynamics. What the father pushes, the child will eventually deem to be dorky. But there's the broader environment, too. In Seattle, all the new fields are crowded soccer fields, and all the old ones are empty baseball diamonds. The talk of other parents is all about summer soccer camps and year-round traveling teams. Girls in elementary school want to be Mia Hamm, not the Jackie Robinson of the gender line. If baseball were a real religion, I'd have no compunction about raising Olivia with the rituals and beliefs of my denomination. But because it's just a sport, I don't feel I have the same permission. There are some things I want to teach her, like how to speak Chinese, so that she can find her place in the world. There are other things I want to teach her, so that I can be reminded of my place in the world. And baseball is in that second category. I love baseball because I played it as a boy. It was a time before sickness crept into my own father's life, and so I associate the game with a period of lost innocence. But you know what? That's my little psychodrama. And ultimately, it's not reason enough to deny Olivia the chance to run around with all the other pigtailed, cleat-wearing kids chasing a ball around for an endlessly boring 90 minutes. Anyway, if I know my daughter, her way out of this dilemma of baseball versus soccer will be to join the football team. And if that's what happens, then I will have taught her all I needed to.
Slate contributor Eric Liu is writing a book about the ways people teach. He played second base for the New Hamburg Chiefs when he was 12.